With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'll see NATO and I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything. They kill us with NATO. They kill us. They're going, will President Trump be prepared? You know, President Putin is KGB and this and that. You know what? Putin's fine. He's fine. We're all fine with people.
Okay, we're off to a rousing start. Let's unpack all this. Good Wednesday, Dom Giordano program. A lot of stuff today, a lot of pretty provocative stuff around NATO and President Trump. And it's easy to support President Trump in this. There are a lot of reasons, financial, the sense that the Europeans are not our betters. We're tired of being lectured by Merkel and whoever is in France and even the UK, right? And then there's the Obama apology tour part. And America doesn't apologize anymore. Nor should we, nor should President Obama have gone off on that tour to the Middle East and other places. And yet the other side doesn't get that part of why this works so well. Why the Trump base, why a lot of Americans say, yeah, you know what, we're tired of paying for the. Well, those are not the facts. And then they come up with some kind of fact pattern that makes you believe that the Europeans are providing for their defense, their fair share against the Russians. Now, President Trump is all over the place with Putin. This morning, he went after the Germans for having this pipeline from the Soviet Union, Russia, a country that masquerades. It's really a gas station masquerading as a country. That's all that they have. So he is pushing back, shaming the Germans, but in a bank shot, saying they're kind of a puppet of the Russians. The part that I'm never going to bring myself around is, and I get the part about trying to find ways to work with the Russians. I just think it's overboard, though. And I can't believe in my heart of hearts, a number of talk radio callers and listeners over the last couple of years who have tried to tell me about Putin and how I'm wrong about Putin is a thug. Putin is evil. He's KGB. He's dangerous. He's all those things. And what we should be trying to do is box Putin in, deal with him in ways that are positive, but send a message, hey, you're second rate to us, and you will be second rate to us. That's not going to change. I don't get why to be a Trump supporter, you have to buy into both premises. The first one is completely valid. NATO and the NATO nations, there's only four of them, that are meeting the 2% of GDP to provide for their defense. The United States, the UK, Greece, which is surprising, and Estonia. Germany, these prosperous countries, they're not. But when it comes to Putin, do you really in your heart of hearts think that we are overdoing it about Putin all of a sudden? That I'm overdoing this? He's evil. He's a thug. He's a killer. The plutonium, the teapot. Anything else that you want to say? It's not overblown about Putin. I don't think President Trump is a puppet of Putin or colluded. It's ludicrous that that continues. I don't understand, though, why he adds fuel to that by, you know, sending these mixed messages about Putin. So here is first a former Bush ambassador, NATO type. It was on MSNBC this morning. And he doesn't get it. Why this is so? This is Nicholas Burns. He says what President Trump did this morning when he fired away. Well, first of all, we'll play cut seven, Bill. Here's what President Trump said this morning to my point about, hey, the Germans are more the puppets of the Russians. They depend upon them for gas, for oil, with this pipeline to Russia. Here's what he said that has caused such a ruckus this morning, and it makes perfect sense to me. It's right on point. Here's what President Trump said.
Well, I have to say, I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia. And I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas.
How many dings did I put that? That's right on the money. So why, though, are we so off the money when it comes to Putin? I mean, I don't see this notion that our self-esteem should be wrapped around about how the Europeans particularly feel about us. That's ludicrous. And in the Obama years, we were supposed to feel good about ourselves because he apologized. And they saw him as a rock star. Ronald Reagan was not liked in Europe when he went there. There were protests that were unbelievable. So this is nothing fully new. And Trump is right on the money. Now, what he just said, he's saying this morning right there over the breakfast plates at NATO with the head of the EU and NATO and all these types there. You can imagine how appalled they are. And I guess they can't believe, they don't think he reflects American sentiment. I think he does, that we're tired of this. Does he reflect our sentiment on Putin, though, yours? Have you come around to his point of view or my point of view? I see Putin for what he is. I'm not going to gush and say all these things. You deal with them behind the scenes. You have to deal with them. They're a major player. I get that. The rest of it, though, is ridiculous. All right, now here is Morning Joe. They trot out this response to President Trump by Nicholas Burns, who served in the Bush years as a diplomat, foreign policy, one of their top guys. And he goes after the president. He says what he did today at breakfast with NATO was diplomatic malpractice. I think it was called the truth. He spoke the truth to these people who needed to hear it from our representative, the president.
Frankly, it's just infuriating to watch this happen. You cannot imagine any American president all the way back 75 years deciding to become the critic in chief of NATO. I mean, it's Orwellian. He's making our friends out to be our enemies, and he's treating our enemies like Putin as our friends. And he's misrepresenting the facts. There have been four straight years of budget increases by every NATO ally. The great majority of them will be at this magical 2% of gross domestic product level by 2024. All of our ability to project power in the world, in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, comes out of the air bases, Ramstein, Incirlik, Aviano, the naval bases in Italy and Spain, that the Europeans pay for. They pay us $2.5 billion a year to keep our forces there. It would cost us more money to bring the troops home than to keep them in Europe. So what is the point of this? It's all about politics and the president's base. It's not about the power of the United States, this incredible alliance that we've built, every president from Truman. It's infuriating to see this happen. It's diplomatic malpractice.
All right, I get why it reaches Trump's base. He's right about that part. It does, because Americans are tired of apologizing, tired of paying for all this stuff. They would have been under Russian domination a long time ago, except for us. And the military we still have there. And the cost and everything else. This guy doesn't get that. He rejects that. He thinks we're just saying throw NATO away. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I don't understand, though. You can help me if you're part of Trump base, Trump supporter, the Putin part of this. I don't think you have to be in on Putin. I don't care what President Trump says when he says good things about Putin. I get some of it for public consumption to play ball, that we have to deal with him at all. Some of it, though, seems to be he has a better sense of him. I don't. I'm not going to see it that way. I'll never see it that way. There is nothing Putin can do that will make me see it that way. How do you like that? Nothing. I don't care what he would do today. I know what the ulterior motive is. I know what he is. We know what he's capable of and what he wants. He's just a killer. That's all that he is. We have to, in the real world, though, deal with killers. Particularly when they're nuclear and all. I get that. All right, one more. Hannity had it right last night. He talks about this and why Americans cheer the president on when he says what he said over the breakfast plate today, because we're tired. We were tired of 8 years of the President Obama apology tour. I remember those days. I remember how close he came in Hiroshima to apologizing for what we did there. You're not going to get that from Trump. Here's Hannity.
Like President Trump, Reagan led the world with American exceptionalism and the concept of peace through strength. And by the way, Europe was not loving Reagan during an early trip to Europe. Reagan was met by thousands of protesters. This happened all across the continent. In London, West Berlin, Reagan was even, quote, jeered during a speech at the European Parliament in France. And of course, Reagan's policies ultimately ushered in the end of the Cold War, brought down the Berlin Wall, pushed the Soviet Union out of many Eastern European countries. But if history tells us anything, Europe apparently doesn't learn. And here we are today with more animosity towards a sitting U.S. president because he projects America as a force for good and strength in the world. Now, the protests that we will see in Europe all week are exactly the same as Reagan faced. The parallels are uncanny. Now, this is the greatest tribute that America is now back and strong and actually leading on the world stage. The apology tour is over.
All right. So Hannity just said right there, but he wouldn't make the point I'm making. Exactly right, Sean, on the first part of that. This is very Reagan-esque. But Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire, didn't he? Now he's playing ball with Gorbachev because we were bringing him down and all. I don't see President Trump doing this with Putin. I'm tired of the Putin stuff. I'm tired about people trying to chip away and spin and dance. Don't do that with Putin. You don't have to do that. The president doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to. If he doesn't want to do Ronald Reagan, evil empire, and all, okay. He thinks, another approach with Putin. Let's stop talking, though. Oh, it's going to be harder with these NATO people than with Putin. Putin's just people and all. Let's stop it with that stuff. So in the NATO thing, this is exactly what Americans want. All right. One more. Let's go to here's Chris Matthews, though, going off the reservation, calling Trump supporters at rallies untamed dogs being trained to hate NATO and love Putin or something like that.
You realize the hell what this guy's doing? He's taking a Republican Party, a grassroots party that spent 60, 70 years leading the war in the Cold War, hating the Russians for their aggressiveness in the world and taking over countries on their border and being tyrannical the way they are now. And he has those people cheering against Western Europe, which is liberal and democratic and free market, and attacking them while saying how Trump, agreeing with Trump, says he's doing his best.
It's remarkable to think that
he's dog training these people.
Right. One of the most consistent criticisms of Republicans toward President Obama was that he was alienating American allies and emboldening its enemies. And I think President Trump is doing this on a level that would make a lot of Republicans nervous. It is.
Well, why are they cheering
right
him?
Because they have to walk a fine line. They're afraid of their base.
No, the people out there in that audience. They're not getting paid. They're not running for anything. There's regular people that show up for a Trump rally, are cheering the attacks on our European allies and cheering to give a chance to little Putin.
Not exactly accurate. What we're cheering is that finally someone is standing up and pushing back at the Europeans getting away with murder, that we are putting lives and treasury on the line to defend them. Now, to the second part of it, you're going to help explain that to me, because there, this stuff of trying to spin to me of being friendlier with Putin, I'm not buying that. I will never buy it. I don't care what he does or what he says. They are our enemies. They want to expand. That's what he's about, the return of the Soviet Union, and that's what he's always going to be about. All righty, 855-839-1210. Don't put the covers over your head. You can still, as Matthew said there, go back in your mind to the days of Ronald Reagan, who had it right. The Russians are the enemy. They are the enemy under Putin. How would you see it any other way? Well, Dom, I mean, what are you going to go back to, nuclear war? No, we have the advantage over them. We don't have to give ground with the Russians in any way, shape, or form. That part I object to. I always will object to. Don't spin it here about Putin and what he's really about. There's no other Putin there. Don't be George W. Bush. I looked into him and I saw the soul of the man. There's no soul there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.